Ladies and gentlemen, the President's fifth conference on industrial safety is in session. It is now my pleasure to present Major General Ivan L. Bennett, Chief of Chaplains, Department of the Army, to deliver the invitation.
The eternal Spirit of God, the Spirit of God, we stand in this stillness, to acknowledge our need of divine grace. In the midst of time tossed about by the currents of time, we need to be stayed upon a higher plane. We need the beacons of character that will guide us amid the storm. Grant unto those, O Lord, our God, who plan for the safety of the people who do the world's work, thy grace and thy guidance and thy favor, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Distinguished guests and ladies and gentlemen, I am very glad to meet again with the President's conference on industrial safety. This is the third time I've had the pleasure of welcoming this conference since it was started more than three years ago. It was in 1948 that I asked the Secretary of Labor to call the first national conference of industrial safety leaders. I did so because of my deep concern over the high rate of occupational accidents. I'm just as deeply concerned about those accidents today as I was in 1948. In fact, the situation is worse today, I'm sorry to report, than it was then. At my first meeting with you in March of 1949, I had 49 accidents by one third within three years. That was a high goal. But until the outbreak of hostilities in Korea, we were making good progress. Then, due to our defense program, thousands of new workers were brought into the defense plants and other were brought into the defense plants and other and brought into the defense plants and other industries. And thousands of other workers shifted from their old jobs to new jobs. With the changed condition, the number of work accidents began to increase. They increased 4% in 1900%. In 1950, and another 950, and another 950, and another 9% in 1951. This increase is a very serious matter. We must do everything we can to stop it. We must see to it that the accident rate starts at the accident rate. We must see to it that the accident rate starts down rate, starts downhill again, and that it keeps on going down, Last year, work accidents took 16,000 lives, In addition, 1,600 workers were totally and permanently disabled. More than 89,000 were partially disabled, and about 2 million were temporarily disabled. These figures are not merely dull statistics. They point to a shocking national tragedy. A tragedy which is all the more terrible because it is so thoroughly unnecessary. These 2 million injuries and deaths represent untold human suffering and misery. They represent an awful social waste. They represent a severe economic loss to individual workers, to business and industry, and to the welfare of the nation as a whole. 1950, industrial accidents cost industry and labor about $4.75 billion. They are costing more than that today, and they are depriving us of a great deal of production which is vitally needed. We cannot afford this accident rate. We cannot afford it in terms of human beings. We cannot afford it in terms of our national security and prosperity. This year, our economic needs call for a million new workers. Yet about twice that number will be injured in industrial accidents. Think what a dreadful thing, and what a terrible waste that is. There are a lot of things that need to be done. And there are a lot of things, of course, that are being accomplished. Private groups have been doing a good job in discovering better methods of accident control. Management and labor have been cooperating more and more in developing safety programs and in making them work. Many of the states have been making splendid progress in industrial safety. Their governor's conference and other types of safety gatherings are bringing more safety knowledge to the working man and his employer. The federal government is also trying to help through the Department of Labor and other federal agencies. Early this year, following the tragic mine explosion in West Frankfort, Illinois, I asked the Congress to enact legislation which will make the coal mines safer places in which to work. I recommended legislation authorizing the Department of the Interior to enforce compliance with federal standards of mine safety. Under existing law, the department can set standards, make inspections, and offer recommendations, but it has no enforcement authority whatever. It has only the power of persuasion. That power is not enough, as events have conclusively proven. In recent years, thousands of miners have lost their lives in accidents that never should have happened. Thousands of more have been injured. In a number of instances, mine disasters have occurred after warnings were given by federal inspectors. The mine safety legislation I've recommended will save a lot of lives. And prevent a lot of injuries. It is clear that the coal miners and their families must have better protection, and they are entitled to look to their government to see that they get it. I'm happy to say that the I'm happy to say that the Senate has passed the necessary legislation.
I hope the House of Representatives...
Every day of delay invites further disaster.
Invites further disasters.
The President's conference is one of the most important means for accomplishing real advances in industrial safety. Industrial safety. It provides a rallying point. It provides a rallying point. A place where knowledge of accident prevention can be assembled to make available to the nation the best safety experts that the country can gather here. Management and labor meet here in an effort to solve the common problem. Representatives of both the federal and state governments meet to devise better standards for accident production. Prevention. From the beginning, I placed a lot of hope on this conference, and I have not been disappointed in it. You've done an outstanding job. You've already advanced the cause of industrial safety by many years. I want to compliment you for what you have accomplished. But above all, I want to urge you to go forward with your good work. I believe you'll agree with me that the most important problem facing this conference is to bring about the actual application of the safety principles you have already proposed. Practically all injuries are preventable. The knowledge of how to prevent them is already in existence. What remains to be done is to apply those at places where accidents occur. To accomplish this, I believe the nation should have an eight-point industrial safety program. A program based upon recommendations which have been made by this conference. Let me give you the eight specific points I am suggesting. First, accident reporting and analysis should be improved. Not enough people understand the importance of careful, complete reporting and analysis of accidents. I'm glad to hear that your committee on accident records, analysis and use
is preparing a series of articles, records and their significance.
These articles ought to be very valuable, and they should have the widest possible distribution. Second, manufacturers of machines should install better. The Department of Labor rates safety requirements for a number of machines. With few exceptions, conflicts in state codes are no longer serious, and that's really good news. It is now entirely possible for machinery manufacturers to meet most state requirements. Manufacturers will, of course, build the kind of machinery people will buy. So if we can persuade the customers to buy machines designed with safeguards, A tremendous advance can soon be made on the road toward industrial safety. Third, schools, colleges, and plants should emphasize safety education. The President's conference can make a great contribution by encouraging this type of safety training. I hear that the University of Maryland is doing a good job in this field. And I am sure that other schools can do the same organized safety program. This is the very heart of accident prevention. Industrial plants need safety organizations
which will study operations, accident records, and safety stimulate workers to exercise greater care. Fifth, workers should participate more extensively in safety measures. We're all aware that vigilance and care on the part of the worker, are essential to safety. And right here, I'd like to say that labor unions have just as important a role to play as does management. Labor unions should see to it that they and their members participate in safety training and safety promotion. Every worker must practice safety working day if we are to prevent unnecessary accidents, and they're all unnecessary. State safety codes should be modernized and made uniform. It is highly encouraging that so many states are overhauling their codes and adding new ones. We can all profit by giving more attention to these safety codes. Seven, public employees should have better safety programs. As some of you know, I recently called upon the federal departments and agencies to organize field safety councils. I hope to add more and more of these councils in all parts of the United States where federal employees work. I'm going to do my best to see that the federal government reduces the annual toll of 78,000 work accidents among its employees. I hope the states will also take measures. To improve safety programs for their employees. Eight. There must be better public understanding and support for accident prevention. We have not succeeded in indoctrinating enough of our people in safe methods of work. Much more needs to be done, and I hope you will explore and develop every opportunity for public education in safety. These are the 8 points which I hope this conference will strive to bring home to the nation. I hope you will make these points the basis for your programs of the future. One of the noblest purposes of mankind is the saving of human life. That is your purpose, and it provides about the greatest possible source of inspiration. But attached to this purpose now is an additional incentive: the importance of conserving the skills of the nation for the needs of defense production. We badly need all our manpower resources in order to build up our defenses to achieve a permanent peace in the world. This conference can do a great deal to see that they do not happen in the future. I'm sure you will do just that, and I want you to know that I appreciate very highly the work you're doing. And I want to add right here, that this conference and other conferences which I have had on fire prevention and road accidents, it goes to the fundamental basis of the economic stability of this country. If you are successful in what you're trying to do here, if you go home with a successful program and put it into effect, if we can continue to do everything we possibly can to prevent
unnecessary destruction of property and life by fire, destruction of property and life by fire. If we do everything we possibly can to prevent unnecessary destruction of life and property by this machine they call the automobile, which is the most deadly thing that man has ever invented, I then think we will arrive at a situation where when world peace comes, we'll be the happiest nation on the face of the earth, and happiest nation on the face of the earth, and happiest nation on the face of the earth, and that's what I won't see. Face of the earth, and that's what I won't see. Earth, and that's what I won't see.